Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church, which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age or race or social standing? According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Now, church community, if you would please stand at this time, if you're able. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you affirm one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust in God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. God, our Creator, we thank You for Your faithfulness promised in this sacrament and for the hope we have in Jesus Christ. We baptize with water. Baptize us with the Holy Spirit so that we may say, so that what we say may be Your word, Lord, and what we do may be Your work. By Your power, may we be made one with Jesus Christ in common faith and purpose. Amen. Sharon Eichel, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the whole church said, amen. The Holy Spirit work within you, Sharon, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Faith Rice, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people said, amen. The Holy Spirit work within you, Faith, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now to all three of you. As a member of Christ's Universal Church, you are now, you know that, don't you? As a member of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? The membership covenant that you signed states, I will grow spiritually and support the spiritual growth of our church community. I will share in the purpose of our church community. I will find some way to grow in faith apart from Sunday morning worship, and I will protect the unity of our church community. Do you fully understand this covenant and promise to uphold it? Would you mind working your way through your family and turn and face the congregation? They have something to say to you here. Members of the household of God, I also entrust these individuals to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, to confirm their hope, and to perfect them in love, and to show them how a true community of faith stands with them in the crossroads of life. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as worshipers together with you in the body of Christ and in this community of the First United Methodist Church of Warsaw. We celebrate your decision to become a member of this church community. We prayerfully support you and work forward to journey together. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Jesus Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that with God's power and freedom, you may live in the grace and peace of God. And all of God's people said, Amen. Would you all be willing to welcome them right now? Let's give them a hand. Yeah. I haven't asked them yet, but I would be honored if they would join me and Don at the front door as you leave. That way you can greet them and congratulate them personally. Thank you so much, and praise God.